972-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And let everyone that names the name of the Lord, name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Go back to that verse, and I want to emphasize, here's where we have to start. If we want to build, we first have to allow God to cleanse our hands. Amen. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Something's wrong when you have all the time the can't help it. You know what I'm talking about, the can't help it. I just couldn't help myself. You know, I can understand maybe a little baby growing up and they have to learn, they have to be taught, they have to be corrected. Yes. But here you are, you've been walking with God for a while and you still have the can't help it. No, you need to depart. You need to make the decision to depart from iniquity. Doesn't by any means mean that we are perfect. We are still works in progress. But stuff you know is wrong, and yet you still suffer, you are inviting demonic influence in your life. Where you allow sin. I said where you allow sin. So the word says here, get that verse for me again. The foundation of God standeth sure, having a seal. The Lord knows who's his. And he said, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Next verse. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. The purpose of the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, we call these the ascension gifts. The purpose, and we'll look at this too, the purpose of those giftings, these are giftings that God gives. These are not giftings that man owns. These are God's gifts. He's chosen people and put these giftings in them for the perfecting of the church. In other words, for the maturation of the church to build. We looked at earlier two different models. We looked at the model called the blessing model. And we looked at the building model. And you can categorize any church under one of those two models. It's either a blessing model where people just go to get blessed, but it's a construction site. They don't have apostolic men and women to build. See, the apostolic anointing is to build. The word apostle means architect. Let me throw somebody at you that maybe some of you didn't know. The New Testament was written upon apostles and prophets, not pastors. I see some heads shake. I heard some amens over there. It's not based upon. See, we've known people know today. In a great house, you have people to vessels of honor and dishonor. Those that are saved, that are in God's house, in different categories, some only know Jesus as shepherd, which is wonderful. Know him. Some only know him still in the manger, little baby Jesus. But the objective is to perfect the church, to perfect the saints, to bring them into a maturity, to where they see Jesus as a warrior king. He's not in the manger anymore. He is risen, and the zeal of his father's house has eaten him up, and he's coming back for his, and he ain't taking no prisoners. Amen. He's declared war on the enemy through his church. You see, when he was here, he was the light of the world. The Father was there. Holy Spirit was there. He was endued with Holy Spirit. But when he left, Right now, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So the Father needed another partner. So he said, we're going to partner with the church. In other words, the church is going to do what Jesus did. So he's not just a shepherd. He's a warrior king that's leading us into battle. When Joshua crossed over the Jordan and was leading the people into their promised land, their inheritance, at Jericho, one night, he heard a rustling by the wall outside of his tent. He grabbed his sword and he went out. And he saw a man standing over against the wall with his sword drawn. And Joshua said, are you for us or for our adversary? He's ready to fight. But the man said, nay. I am captain of the host of the Lord am I come. Joshua understood right away. He bowed down to worship. He said, what would my Lord have me to do or say unto his servant? You see, Joshua saw the Lord in a way that he didn't immediately recognize him. And see, that's what we have to bring the church into, to recognize Jesus today. Not Jesus that we see on the calendar. See, some people only go as far as the cross. All of that's wonderful, but that's behind us now. He's the risen Savior now. He's resurrected now. Satan has been defeated. We are on this side of the cross. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are triumphant. We got to get that in our mind. Our soul has to prosper so that we're not just bumping along defeated, because he's already defeated every foe. That's what makes us more than conquerors. He's defeated sickness and infirmity and disease and every demon. He made an open show of them as he triumphed over them. And so now in the spirit, we are seated with him. But we are here to finish what he started. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So he left us here to finish up destroying the devil who's been bruised, who's already been defeated, but he's still tricking folks. And so if we understand that, then we can move and, or let me say, advance the kingdom. Because we understand our authority. We understand our assignment, our mandate. We're not to run and hide and have a persecution mentality. Like everybody against you. Everybody ain't against you. Nobody. Somebody love you. Not just God. Somebody love you. Get rid of that thinking that stinks. That's not the mind of Christ. All right. So first we depart from any. I want to show you something here in Genesis 11. Get Genesis 11. Let's go here first. Genesis 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone. I want you to take note of this. They had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. They left off to build the city. A couple of things there. When we don't speak the same language, you know, you might speak French, Spanish, what, English, German. But what I mean, when we're not speaking the same thing spiritually, the building stops. And see, we're called to build. Not just brick and mortar buildings, but build people's lives. Build the spiritual church so that we can contain God's presence corporately. All right? Here, I want you to take note of something. They use slime. They use slime as they built. You know, God doesn't use faulty material when he builds. That's why he calls us lively stones. Amen. Each one of us, precious, peculiar, unique, special, each one of us. But here, as they built this tower called Babel, they used slime. Now, I want you to go with me to Ezekiel chapter 13. I want to show you in the word here. What happened at Babel, or what was happening. Babel means confusion. Babel also means gateway. You know, in Bethel, it was a gate. At Babel, it was a gate. Now, we know you can't build a tower, you know, even though Nimrod was a Nephilim. He was a hybrid. He wasn't human and he wasn't angelic. He was that mixed thing, a giant. Nimrod was. And he was instructed. He was operating on forbidden knowledge, that these fallen angels. And so they built it so high. But you know you can't build nothing out of space. So let's get that rid of that picture. What it was, they built it high enough and in a place to open a gate to another dimension where demonic entities, they would traffic. There are gates all over the earth like that. We're going to study it sometime. There are places where, like here, like Bethel, like over churches that heaven's opened, where angelic intervention, activity, where the blessings of God, the presence of God fills a certain place. God ain't gonna fill the nightclub because the heaven ain't open over the nightclub. Hell is open over the nightclub. All them seducing spirits and wild, wicked devils in there. Amen. It's a den of dirty birds. Amen. But the church, if we build it properly, if people are built properly and find their place like...
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.